It's Alternative Bump Music Friday.
Stands on golden sands and watches the ship that goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond a star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. We'll meet beyond the shore, we'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing. Just as before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing, no more sailing, so long.
Magic, sailing, pure magic, an American exceptional. They had to have recorded that one. And then that one's the sweet spot. And then they went into the booth to say, okay, let's do the playback. And they all looked at each other, eyes as big as pie plates, jaws hitting the floor. Yeah, that's it right there. There's the A take right there. Bobby Darin and Beyond the Sea. Is it called Beyond the Sea? I forget the title of it. Derek Stone, can you find out what the Kevin Spacey, Bobby Darin story was called? Kevin Spacey played Bobby Darin, and I don't care whether you love or hate Kevin Spacey. He outdid himself. That was one of the best movies ever. I mean, really, in terms of somebody mimicking somebody else. What a killer representation that was. And Kevin Spacey's story on that was, he said when he was a kid, his mom would play Bobby Darin around the house. He got addicted to it. He couldn't get enough Bobby Darin, so he started singing Bobby Darin, idolized him. I think the name of it's Beyond the Sea. But anyway, look that up. Probably find it on Netflix or YouTube or something like that. I referenced the Tucker Carlson, Vladimir Putin interview. Now, Babylon Bee nailed it. They said they'd become best friends. Oh, it's called Beyond the Sea, right? It is Beyond the Sea? Cool. Look it up. It's probably on Netflix, Beyond the Sea with Kevin Spacey. Way cool stuff. That's before we knew Kevin Spacey was a normal human being, flawed and somewhat of a demon, which we all are. We all got it going on. But he got nailed. Anyway, where was I? The Babylon Bee really blew it over the left, knocked it over the left field wall, blew it out with Tucker Carlson and a bare-chested Vladimir Putin riding a bear through Red Square, chugging vodka. Perfect. Just simply perfect. Now, there isn't much action going on in the interview with Putin, but I think they would have never done it. But how cool would that have been? Now, Tucker drinks because I've seen him in his his studio drinking whiskey with, who was it? Alex Jones. Or they talked about doing that, because Alex Jones has a brand of whiskey now. But it would have been way cooler. Vlad kept referencing, this happened back at this table, right back here in the next room. They should have been at the table with Stolich Naya and pounding shots while they did the interview. Of course, you never know. Don't know what kind of a drinker Vlad is. He might have got off the rails. A couple of shots and he goes wild. Next thing you know, he says, Tucker shot. You never know. He could have done that too in a nanosecond. Nobody could do a thing about it. By the way, the EU would have loved it. They would pay him to do it. They're really mad at Tucker for doing that interview. It's shocking to a lot of the world when a journalist actually acts like a journalist, isn't it? They don't know what to make of it. The journalists now are just beside themselves. Whoa, wait a minute. He did what? Glenn Beck does that too. Glenn Beck, you could argue, is, if not the United States, but one of the world's foremost investigative journalists. Digs in, does all the homework, has the research to have to die for, and really lays it out. Okay, let me make sure everything's working here. You know, everything's working. Everything seems to be working. We've got the control rods down. That's cool. So far, we don't have any overheating in the cooling tank. It's almost time for me to start the next tune. Just posted a really cool butcher. He's butchering up. I don't know what this is. It doesn't look like a cow. It might be the side of a buffalo. But he is real. I mean, I want a steak now. I really want a steak. One that's somewhat bloody. Yeah. Go over and see that. In fact, you should be on Theron Exington on Facebook. It's a must. This is not obligatory. This is mandatory. If you're not there, something's horribly wrong in your life. Theron Exington on Facebook. You're on the edge. It's Alternative Bump Music Friday. You better leave. Stop.